This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today is Thursday, May 15th. The news sponsored by Parties on the Plaza at Westport Plaza. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri lawmakers move forward on repealing an abortion rights amendment passed by voters 6 months ago.
The Republican-led Senate voted to place a new amendment on the statewide ballot that would instead impose a ban on most abortions, with exceptions for rape and incest. The vote came after the GOP majority used a rare procedural move to cut off debate by Democrats. The new referendum would go before voters in November 2026, unless Governor Mike Kehoe calls a special election sooner than that. The president of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says Republicans in Missouri must be devoted to selling the amendment to voters. Missouri Democrats say, quote, these are the rights Missourians just voted for. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
A Democrat representing North St. Louis County at the state capitol says she was stripped of her committee assignments because she broke with her party to vote for a private school voucher program. State Representative Marlene Terry then defended herself on the House floor.
I will vote how I please, when I please, and where I please. No one can take away my voice. I will not be silent.
The Democratic caucus has not commented on her removal. Terry says for a democracy to work, lawmakers have to be free from intimidation. A St. Louis city officer will be honored in Washington, D.C. today. Officer David Lee died in the line of duty when he was struck and killed by a drunk driver in September. Today, his family is at the nation's capital, where his name will be added to the Fallen Officer Memorial. His sister, Danielle Williams, says the city police department is making the trip possible for her.
They contacted me and said, hey, would you like to represent David? And of course, I will always represent David.
Williams says she was overjoyed to hear the kind words said about her brother when he was honored by the St. Louis Police Department last week and is excited for him to be honored at the nation's capital. A former middle school principal in North St. Louis County facing multiple child sex crime charges.
48-year-old Cedric Gerald was charged with sexual trafficking of a child, exploitation of a minor, and statutory sodomy, among several other counts. Prosecutors say four students reported inappropriate messages, video calls, and sexual acts with Gerald, some of which happened on school grounds. Gerald allegedly admitted to parts of the accusations during a police interview. He's being held on a $1 million cash-only bond. St. Louis County Police believe there may be more victims and are urging anyone with information to come forward. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Last year and in 2023, America's seeing a nearly 27% drop in drug overdoses. According to the CDC, that brings us to the lowest level since 2019.
And the number is a little higher in the St. Louis area at 29%. Jenny Armbruster is executive director of Prevent Ed. So why the decrease? Well, education, better access to treatment, and the overdose reversal medication, naloxone.
There's this entire continuum when we think about substance use disorder. And, you know, since we've started working in the opioid crisis, I think all of those strategies combined, we're finally seeing some of those results.
When asked how heroin compares to fentanyl, Armbruster says fentanyl is a much more potent opioid, and more people die, even regular drug users, because they do not have the tolerance to fentanyl. And there is also the issue that frequently people take another drug like cocaine or methamphetamine, which is combined with fentanyl, but they never know it. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The St. Louis City Sheriff's Department wants golf carts.
I don't mean to be dense, I just don't get it.
While the budget requests included your typical asks of most every department, more staff, new computers and equipment, there was one request that stood out to new Alderman Matt Devati: golf carts for the Sheriff's Department. Attorney for the department, Blake Lawrence, tried to explain the sheriff's deputies typically areas of work are spread out.
The Carnahan Building, Cahill Building, Juvenile Building. We can use those for all kinds of different, you know, I mean, it's not just one building.
Chief Deputy Tyshawn Sykes added the golf carts would also help with other downtown details. However, Devati pushed back, pointing out the main buildings are across the street from one another, and he can't imagine the carts would be driven across the city. Their request was previously denied. The St. Louis City Police Department will soon begin moving their downtown bike unit into their new station.
Kelly McCrary with the Downtown Community Improvement District says the department will begin moving in on Tuesday of next week and expects to be fully operating out of the new location in around a month.
Right now, all of the tech is working together, the installation, getting everything fully equipped for them to be effectively operating out of this station.
The new station is on the first floor of the Globe Building at the corner of North Tucker and Convention Plaza. It was donated by the building's managing partner, Steve Stone, rent-free for 10 years. In a statement, St. Louis City Police Chief Robert Tracy says these public-private partnerships are essential to, quote, both the perception and the reality of public safety, close quote. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.